Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris on the 8th of January 2013 at 10 a.m. GMT here in my part of the world, South Derbyshire in the UK. And I had a little bit of good news this morning. The other week I lost my front door key. It happened whilst I was on my rounds in the morning, my cycling. And I cycle 15 miles in the morning usually, and it could have landed anywhere. And it was the only front door key I had left from the three I originally had. And I had been meaning to get another one cut or at least change the lock or whatever. But the other two were lost by giving them out to my children, who promptly lost them. And so I've been very careful with my keys. And I had my key in my pocket, but unfortunately my pocket had developed a hole in it, unbeknownst to me, and my key had fallen out somewhere along the way. When I got home, I realised I didn't have a key. And luckily I'd left my back door open, so I was able to get in. Oh, that would have been a little bit of a shock, having to get a locksmith out. But it did mean that I was unable to lock my front door. And today was the day I was going to buy a new lock for the front door and a set of keys and go through that whole process. But as I was cycling on my rounds again today, now bear in mind I cycle 15 miles up and down all different roads and lanes and things like that. And I have a couple of stop-offs. And I went this morning, and one of the places where I stopped off said, "Have you lost a key?" And I said, "I have." And they showed me the key, and indeed, it was my key. Now, of all the places for me to lose it at a place where I actually visit on my rounds, as opposed to all the miles of cycling I do, where I don't visit anywhere, I'm just in between calls, was amazing. And it was great to have the key back. It means I don't have to go through the process of having a new lock on my door. I will go and get some more keys cut today, though, some backup keys. It's a lesson to be learned. I had been praying to St. Anthony for the return of my key. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, St. Anthony is a patron saint of lost causes, lost things. And in the Catholic world, it's someone we pray to for his intercession to our Lord and God in the help of finding things. I had been praying, and that lo and behold, it turned up. So make of that what you will. Coincidence, prayers, means nothing to anybody particularly, but for me it works. And so I found my key, and I was very grateful for finding it. And so that was a little bit of snippet of today. A good thing happened on the way to work this morning. Anyway, I have some more booze to do today. I'll be listening to some great audio from the likes of Dean Rhee talking about coffee mornings, Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog, talking about gaining confidence in audio and how to help people along the process of audio booing. Jane Boyd, who is Boyd Jane here on Audio Boo and All Good Networks, some of her recordings at the conference she's been to have been very good. I particularly like the one on communities. Communities on social networks, that really appeals to me. That's my area of interest, and I really enjoyed listening to that. So I'm going to be doing a few boos later on today on these subjects. Anyway, for now, that's all for me. Have a great day all, and as always, if applicable, God bless.